Think about the sound of a wolf howling, a dog's howl, or the giggle of a spotted hyena. There is a lot going on when one of these animals cries out that way. And my next guest is hoping to advance our understanding of how social hunters like these find and then catch their prey. In short, how they communicate. Kenna Lehman is a zoology grad student at Michigan State University, and she is with us now from the Masai Mara National Reserve in Kenya. Very good to have you with us.
Thank you. It's great to be here.
You work with a group called the Cooperative Predator Vocalization Consortium. It's a very, very big, big name. What is this and what are you studying?
So this is a group of people that have come together to collaborate and share ideas and our resources so that we can effectively study communication, cooperation, and cognition in a number of different species. I study communication and cooperation in spotted hyenas. And so I come out to Masai Mara in Kenya, and I get out here with my recording equipment, follow the hyenas around, and try to get good recordings of their vocalizations, and also get really good behavioral data on when these vocalizations are happening, and try to get an idea of why and what they're being used for.
So it kind of sounds like, in essence, Kenna, you are trying to learn to speak hyena.
Yeah, a little bit. That would be my ultimate goal someday in my dreams.
And what is it we will learn from that? What's the important scientific thrust of getting that knowledge?
Yeah, so the hope is that someday we can take what we learn in hyenas and compare it to other species. And so, you know, with our group, are collaborating, we're looking at how hyenas use these calls to communicate and cooperate together, and then comparing that to how wolves and other canids do it, and looking at a number of other different species. And when you look at the big picture like that, you start being able to test hypotheses about how these behaviors and complex communication and complex cooperation, how they evolve, which is our ultimate goal. Because as humans, we do a lot of complex communicating and a lot of complex cooperating, and we don't fully understand how we're able to do that and how that evolved in us. So if we can look at these other animals, we're hoping that it'll help us understand that in the future.
Kenna, what do we know so far? How far have you progressed in this understanding?
Gosh, never as far as you want, but I'm looking at right now, how hyenas cooperate to push lions off of kills. And we're testing a lot of hypotheses about why they cooperate. You know, do they need to be closely related for them to get together in a group to push lions off of a kill? And what kind of vocalizations they need to do to make that happen? So we think, still need to test a lot of this, we think that they use a lot of their vocalizations to get everyone pumped up and together to get past that fear response where you look at a lion and all you want to do is run the other direction. Getting past that fear takes a lot of desire to be affiliative and a desire to cooperate. And we think that those communication signals that they're using are helping each other get pumped up and ready to get past that fear and confront those lions to get the food away.
And that's a key to survival of the species, isn't it?
Right, exactly.
How much do you think, Kenna, that these hyenas think? How much thought process do you think goes into all of this?
Gosh, as a scientist, you want to be, you know, try not to anthropomorphize as much as possible. But I have to admit, it's really difficult when you're out here in the field. And, you know, we had a situation about a month ago where a mother hyena at the communal den with a bunch of other hyenas, her cub got killed in a scuffle, and she spent the next hour making what could only be described by us as terrible, mournful noises. And so, you know, it's hard to know, it's impossible to know what that animal is actually thinking or feeling in that moment. But as an observer watching and as a scientist, no matter what you do, it's really difficult to remain objective. And you know, that's something someone has to test eventually, but just looking at it, you think, wow, they think and feel a lot.
Now, the consortium, this interestingly titled Cooperative Predator Vocalization Consortium, is actually turning to crowdfunding. What for?
We are trying to raise money for underfunded scientists to be able to participate in an international conference where our consortium is trying to get together a big symposium where we can get a whole bunch of scientists together to collaborate on these topics that we're really interested in.
And you're doing it on Experiment. Tell us about that.
Yeah, Experiment focuses just on raising funding for science projects. It's a very kind of niche group, which is really important for us because I feel like they understand what we're going through trying to find funding for science. And then on top of that, they have, it seemed to us that they have a really good infrastructure built in to get the word out beyond, you know, just your Facebook friends and family, which to us was really important because, you know, you love that mom and dad or want to donate to your work, but what you really want to do is get people that are into what the idea of what you're doing and your science and not just, you know, happy to donate because they like you as a person.
You sound so full of enthusiasm and energy about your research. What do you love about what you do, Kenna?
I really love looking at things that we thought we knew the answers to. And once you take a closer look at it, realizing that, gosh, we were either completely wrong or not quite right. Now that I'm taking a closer look at hyena vocalizations, we've found that the giggle vocalization, which everyone thinks that the giggle vocalization is what happens when a hyena is being aggressed upon and they're being submissive and they giggle and they make this, sounds very much like laughter. That's why they are called the laughing hyena. But since I've come here this field season and really been watching the hyenas really closely when they make these giggle vocalizations, we found that they do it in a lot of different situations. They do it when they're being aggressive, not just when they're being aggressed upon. And they also do it during these crazy lion-hyena interactions when they're trying to pump themselves up to mob a lion.
Fascinating, fascinating work. Kenna Lehman, a zoology graduate student from Michigan State University. She joined us, however, from the Masai Mara Wildlife Reserve in Kenya. It was great to talk with you, Kenna. Thank you so much.
Thank you.